This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Tuesday morning to you. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show this morning, pretty simple to do. 405-608-4377 will get you on the air. 405-608-4377. We've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Cleanup is underway across Oklahoma after powerful storms pounded the state. The hardest hit areas where the power is still off, all coming up. Plus, big bucks were spent for your vote. Was it worth it? We'll break down those numbers. There's a new sheriff in town. Cleveland County has a new top cop. A bit on his background coming up on the way. A deputy, meanwhile, is forced off the road by a repeat drunk driver. We'll have a live interview with that deputy coming up later on in the hour. The U.S. Supreme Court makes a decision that could impact your gun rights. We'll take a look at that on this 2A Tuesday. Plus, your dad joke of the day. We want to hear yours at 405-608-4377. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, cleanup continues this morning after powerful storms swept across Oklahoma early Monday, leaving widespread damage and knocking power out to tens of thousands of customers. The overnight storm backed destructive straight-line winds, with Hinton recording a gust of, get this, 102 miles per hour. The National Weather Service is also investigating whether a tornado touched down in the Choctaw-Hara area after radar indicated possible circulation. Across the state, strong winds toppled trees, damaged homes, and downed power lines. And admin officials reported multiple lightning-related fires and roof damage at the Oklahoma Christian Academy. OG&E is reporting less than 1,000 customers remaining without power this morning statewide. Cleanup efforts underway in Woodward County after those powerful overnight storms on Monday derailed a freight train and scattered shipping containers across northwestern Oklahoma. Officials say intense straight-line winds toppled dozens of rail cars between Woodward and Moreland, leaving crews and contractors working to clear the tracks and restore service. Emergency officials say a hazmat team responded as a precaution, but no hazardous materials were released and no injuries were reported. Residents across the area also cleaning up downed trees, damaged buildings, and other storm debris left behind by the powerful winds that swept through that region. Several families in Tuttle are picking up the pieces after those storms ripped off a roof in an apartment complex. Residents say strong winds from the storm tore away large sections of the roof early Monday morning, sending debris flying and allowing rain to pour into the apartments below. Emergency managers say more than a dozen residents were impacted, with at least four families displaced by the damage. Despite the destruction, no injuries were reported. Residents are now working to salvage belongings while property owners and emergency officials assess the full extent of that storm damage. 69 degrees at 7:09. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, millions of dollars poured into Oklahoma's June primary elections, but that big spending didn't always translate to big victory. Former House Speaker Charles McCall spent more than $6.6 million on his campaign for governor, much of that his own money, yet finished fifth in the Republican primary. In the DA's the Attorney General's race, Jeff Starling spent nearly $1.4 million, but lost to lawmaker John Eccles. And in the lieutenant governor's race, Governor Kevin Stitt-backed candidate David Ostro spent more than $1 million and still finished fourth. The results highlighted how voter appeal and name recognition can often outweigh campaign cash in this year's statewide races. Cleveland County has a new sheriff. County commissioners appointed former state senator Daryl Weaver to lead the sheriff's office, filling the vacancy left when Sheriff Chris Amason resigned back in April. Amason stepped down after pleading no contest to a felony embezzlement charge stemming from a multi-county grand jury investigation into campaign finances. Weaver brings decades of law enforcement experience to the job, including 28 years with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, where he served as director. Weaver also currently represents District 24 in the Oklahoma Senate and is expected to resign that seat before officially taking office as sheriff on July 6th. Tulsa pastor and former congressional candidate Jackson Lehmeyer has formally withdrawn from the Oklahoma's first congressional district race. Lehmeyer has suspended his campaign last week after admitting to an extramarital relationship following reports that he exchanged romantic text messages with former Miss Oklahoma USA Caitlin Simmons Key. The founder of Pastors for Trump said that he did not want to be a distraction to his family, his church, or his supporters. His exit comes just days after advancing to a Republican runoff and shortly after former President Donald Trump withdrew his endorsement and backed State Representative Mark Tedford instead. Tedford is now expected to become the Republican nominee for that seat. Opposition remains strong in Piedmont over a proposed Cloverleaf Data Center campus. Residents packed city council meeting, filling the parking lots and overflowing council chambers to voice their concerns about the project's impact on water use, power demand, noise, and quality of life. Cloverleaf representatives pushed back against what they called misinformation, saying the project would use a closed-loop cooling system, operate at about 60 decibels, and generate an estimated $9 million every year for the city while creating up to 500 permanent jobs. Despite those assurances, many residents remained unconvinced. Because of the lengthy discussion, the city council postponed action on the proposal until late July. Authorities have identified two Missouri suspects killed after a police chase and officer-involved shooting in northeast Oklahoma. Investigators say 48-year-old Jason Moore and 35-year-old Lexi Sheets died after a pursuit involving a stolen vehicle from Joplin. According to investigators, the chase began after officers located the stolen vehicle at Downstream Casino. Authorities say Moore drove the wrong way on I-44, then later exited the vehicle while armed. Officers opened fire after Moore allegedly refused commands and brandished a gun. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is continuing to investigate that shooting. A Claremore man is dead following a boating accident at Ulaga Lake. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says 71-year-old Robert Johnson was reported missing on Monday morning to the Rogers County Sheriff's Office. Troopers with the Highway Patrol's Marine Division, along with Northwest Fire and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, launched a search and located Johnson's boat in Will Rogers Cove. Authorities say Johnson was found about 50 yards from the vessel and was recovered by Northwest Fire personnel. Investigators have not said what led to the incident, and the circumstances surrounding his death remain under investigation. Two women are expected to survive after being stabbed during a large party in Tulsa late Friday night. Police were called to a venue near Newton and North Utica Avenue for reports of a disturbance. Officers say the party had exceeded the capacity, with nearly 400 people gathered in and around the location. When officers arrived, they found 22-year-old woman suffering from stab wounds to her chest. They had to carry her to an ambulance because the crowd was so large and blocking access. A second victim later arrived at the hospital with stab wounds to her torso and arm. Investigators are still working to identify the suspect. A fireworks stand in Broken Arrow went up in flames, sending fireworks exploding into the air as firefighters rushed to the scene. Crews with the Broken Arrow Fire Department were called just before 9 p.m. on Saturday. When they arrived, they found the stand fully involved, with fireworks actively shooting in all directions. Despite the dangerous conditions, crews were able to bring the fire under control in about 20 minutes. No injuries were reported. The fire comes just days before the 4th of July holiday, when fire departments statewide are preparing for an increase in fireworks-related calls. An Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputy is lucky to be alive this morning after investigators say a Tulsa man with 8 prior DUI convictions forced him off the road. Deputies say 57-year-old Grady Cash was driving on Highway 74 on Saturday night when he nearly sideswiped Deputy Aiden Valoria, who was headed home after his shift. Valoria was able to regain control of his patrol vehicle and stop Cash a short time later. Cash admitted to drinking several vodka sodas, and deputies found an open container and a partially full bottle of vodka inside the vehicle. Cash was arrested on complaints of aggravated DUI, transporting an open container, and unsafe lane change. We'll be talking with Deputy Valoria coming up right after the break. University of Oklahoma paleontologists have made what they're calling a one-in-a-million discovery that is shedding new light on some of Earth's earliest marine life. Researchers identified preserved soft tissue from an ancient sea creature known as a crinoid, a distant relative of the modern starfish that lived more than 450 million years ago. Scientists say soft tissue such as tube feet almost never fossilized, making this the second known example ever found. The fossil had been sitting in a museum collection in Montreal for years before OU researchers recognized its significance. Scientists say the discovery could provide valuable clues about how some of the ocean's earliest animals lived and fed. A new exhibit at the Science Museum of Oklahoma is giving children a chance to explore future careers with the help of one of the world's most recognizable toys. The museum has unveiled Barbie, You Can Be Anything, an interactive exhibit designed to inspire kids to dream big. Visitors can step into the hands-on activities and showcase careers ranging from science to medicine and engineering to aviation and more. Museum officials say the exhibit encourages kids to imagine themselves in a variety of professions while learning through play. The traveling exhibit is now open and will remain at the Science Museum of Oklahoma throughout the fall. Well, so it's a pretty big problem. A drunk driver with a long record of DUIs, 8 convictions and counting, runs an Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputy off the road. Could have killed him. We'll be talking with that deputy coming up right after the break. It's 7:16 and 69 degrees under cloudy skies. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Check it out. Freedom traffic on this Tuesday morning. Yukon to downtown 21 minutes. Norman to downtown 26 minutes. Edmond to downtown 22 minutes. Midwest City to downtown 23 minutes. Construction narrows eastbound I-44 with bridge repairs at Klassen Circle, so watch out for that. Also, construction may at Northwest Expressway. Bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th. Buckle up. Drive carefully.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
I want to introduce you to a great connection. Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good? With high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
If it's confusing for, like, the people who get paid to monitor this, I guarantee it's confusing for the average everyday American. Don't feel bad because you're busy. You're out there working. You have to pay for all the illegals that Biden and Harris let in that we're still trying to situate. So I get it.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics, and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see some thunderstorm showers throughout the day. Humid day, high of 85 degrees outside. Tonight, look for clouds, humid. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the night. High of 71 degrees on Wednesday, look for some morning storms, then kind of a mixture of clouds and sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday and a high of 91. On Thursday, look for showers to continue. It'll be humid, high of 93 degrees, about ready to build an ark and load up animals two by two at this point. 69 degrees and cloudy at 721. One Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputy is counting his blessings this morning after investigators say a suspected drunk driver with, get this, 8 prior DUI convictions nearly sideswiped him. 57-year-old Grady Cash of Tulsa forced Deputy Aiden Valoria off the road on Highway 74 on Saturday night, just as Valoria was driving home after his shift. Valoria managed to regain control of his patrol vehicle and stop Cash just a short time later. Cash admitted to Valoria that he had been drinking several vodka sodas, and Valoria found an open container and partially full bottle of vodka inside the vehicle. Deputy Valoria is joining us live this morning. Morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad you're okay. Kind of walk us through it, man. What happened?
So I had just got off of a shift. I was working overtime at the mall. You know, I'm headed home about 8 p.m. And about 8:12, I can see a truck getting onto the highway from Hefner Road, and it goes through all three lanes of traffic to get into the left lane in which I am and proceeding north. And I can see the car never getting close to stopping. So I go over into the grass, slam on the brakes, let the truck proceed north. I get behind the car, immediately activate my lights and sirens. The car just kind of starts stalling, going slow, never pulls over to the right immediately, about quarter mile, pulls over to the right. I go up to the car and my first reaction is, I'm glad you did not hit my vehicle. And the first answer is, I'm sorry. And I could just immediately tell by the droggy appearance with the eyes and the odor of alcohol. I instantly ask, are you drunk? And he says, no, says he hasn't been drinking. It just says, I just need to get to my hotel. I need to get to my hotel, in which people in law enforcement know that's an immediate red flag when they just need to get home. And I had him step out of the vehicle, clearly unsteady on his feet, place him in my vehicle. And a short time later, he admitted to consuming 5 vodkas. I asked him if it was vodka sodas. He said yes. Denied wanting to take standard field sobriety test just to eliminate the impairment, said no to the test, which is another red flag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're not impaired, you're absolutely, I'll take those tests.
100%.
Because that's how we can determine if you're safe to drive. And then discovered a half-consumed bottle of vodka, a glass in his immediate reach in the cup holder that you could tell had a small, clear liquid consistent with vodka. And his driving history, I asked dispatch, could you let me know any prior DUIs? And they said they had seen 8 on his record, in which I confirmed with the further investigation of his background.
Now, let me ask you this. As soon as that came back with 8 previous DUI convictions, what went through your head, man?
You know, this is why we have so many fatality collisions. It's just sad because, you know, by the grace of what happened, it was a law enforcement officer that could have got him off the road. You never know how close an officer is. And had that just been an everyday citizen, you just pray there's an officer close by, because that's a head-on collision or a fatality collision just waiting to happen.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the guy is probably lucky you pulled him over, because had you not pulled him over, he could either be dead or in prison knowing that he killed a bunch of people.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, almost just didn't really seem like he knew where he was going. Said he needed to go home, but then he needed to go to his hotel. Had prior moving violations from earlier in the day from a whole nother county, you know, hours away. It almost seemed like he didn't know where he was going.
Yeah, and I noticed, too, when you took him out of the car, you're walking along a pretty busy highway. You had to put your hand on him to make sure that he doesn't wander off into traffic.
Oh, yeah, and his truck, when he pulled to the shoulder, was still partially in the road. So when he opened that driver door, you know, if someone else isn't paying attention, we're both getting wiped out.
Because
you want to pull the furthest on the shoulder possible, which we all know that. We take our driver's test. And, you know, I had to physically move his truck myself to avoid someone hitting that car.
Now, 8 prior convictions, that's a lot by any standard. But you and I both know when we pull over drunk drivers, it's not unusual to have them have multiple DUI convictions.
Nope. And it's unfortunate because you get your license suspended temporarily. And if you're lucky, you can get it suspended with restrictions and still be driving on the road.
Yeah, and that speaks to me that this isn't so much a problem with the drunk drivers as it is a systemic problem with our justice system, our criminal justice system here in Oklahoma, and that it doesn't appear as though the judges and the prosecutors are taking this seriously.
No, and, you know, if people pay close attention, agencies out there are really getting those felony aggravated DUIs because, you know, there's so many traffic violations that result in finding an impaired driver, excessive speed, unsafe lane change, running a stop sign or a red light. Those are the ones that are really going to hurt people. Speed and failure to obey those traffic signs is a huge deal and why we need those traffic safety officers out there to prevent these fatality crashes. I mean, what was it, a month ago where an impaired driver hit a car head-on on the interstate, killing four high school graduates?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's devastating. That's four families that lose a loved one because you want to go out and have a good time. And, you know, any adult should be able to have a good time, but it's about being a mature person and making good decisions. You know, an Uber usually only costs you about $10, realistically. You know, that's one of your beverages, you know.
Right.
You look at it to and from, you're spending probably $40, $50, which will save you $10,000 from a DUI.
And it's easy. It's an app on your phone. You tap it, you put in some basic information, and next thing you know, a friendly, smiling driver comes and picks you up.
Takes you exactly where you need to be, absolutely.
And much friendlier than the deputy who's taking you to jail.
Absolutely, and you're there for, I mean, a minimum of 12 to 24 hours. You know, you got to sober up, you know, and then you have to put in the fines and costs of the wrecker driver and the storage fees and, you know, you're just lucky you didn't, honestly, lucky you didn't hit my patrol vehicle. I mean, I have a family waiting for me.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And that's, in fact, I saw in your video, your body camera video, that's one of the things you said to him as soon as you got in the car. You said, hey, I'm glad you didn't smoke me, dude. I got a family at home waiting for me.
Yep, I had specific plans with my family that evening.
Did it seem like he was genuinely remorseful? If you were a betting man, are you going to bet this happens again?
Absolutely. It's one of those that you hate to say it, but it's inevitable. You know, it's a consistent behavior with him. And the conviction dates, they range from, you know, early 80s, mid 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s to now look at where we're at, late 2000s. So it's a consistent decision by this individual.
Yeah. Aiden Valori with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, man. I appreciate you. And I'm really glad you're okay. This could have ended much, much worse.
Thank you for your time. I hope you all have a great week.
You as well. We still have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Cleanup underway across Oklahoma after powerful storms and damaging winds pounded the state on Monday. We'll talk to you a bit about which communities were hit hardest and which ones are still without power. Plus, we got your dad joke of the day coming up. We want to hear yours, 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm John Summers. The man accused of murdering conservative activist Charlie Kirk was dealt a setback yesterday. The Supreme Court reinstated a murder conviction in the famous 1979 disappearance of Etan Pates in Lower Manhattan. Here's reporter Scott Pringle.
Pedro Hernandez was convicted in 2017 of kidnapping and murdering the six-year-old boy, but an appeals court granted Hernandez a new trial due to a trial error by a judge. Well, the Supreme Court just reversed that lower court's decision for a new trial and brought back the murder conviction.
President Trump says the Iran negotiations are working out very well. The rural Midwest economy is showing growth for the first time in 5 months. A federal appeals court rejected the Trump administration bid to slash the workforce at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police continue their investigation of a stabbing that sent one person to the hospital. The victim was transported for treatment, but authorities haven't released their condition. The incident happened after midnight Thursday in the area of Northwest 88th and Western, and the investigation continues. OG&E is asking state regulators to approve new rules for large users of electricity, including data centers. Utility says the proposal would require facilities using at least 75 megawatts of power to cover the cost of connecting to the grid and meet certain billing requirements. The goal is to prevent residential and small business customers from absorbing the costs. The proposal comes as data center development continues expanding across the state of Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission is expected to review the request in the coming months, and public input will play a heavy role in the process. The Oklahoma Pentecostal Church of God says it's replaced District Bishop Michael Hall, who's facing embezzlement charges. Hall and his wife Vicki are accused of taking more than $170,000 from Living Waters Pentecostal Church in Meeker. The couple denies wrongdoing and remains free on bond. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life. To be able to just get out of bed and just start my day, I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million for stolen funds, fees, and experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 30% off your first year with promo code BECK at LifeLock.com. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code BECK, LifeLock.com. Terms do apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect a thunderstorm in the area during the morning hours, followed by humid conditions with intervals of sun and clouds. The temperature will reach a high of 85 degrees. Tonight will be cloudy and humid with a few showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm. These storms could bring flooding downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be around 71 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate a morning thunderstorm. Otherwise, the day will be mostly cloudy and humid. Another strong thunderstorm is expected to occur at night with a high temperature of 91 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. 68 degrees under cloudy skies. We got some rain that's coming in probably about 3.5 hours, it looks like, according to the map. It's 7:36 in the morning. That means it's time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I went in for my annual physical.
Yeah.
My doctor told me my prostate is good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I was deeply touched.
Ah. That's deeply
concerning. Deeply, yeah. Deeply concerning.
That's what that is.
Tim is on the line right now from Perry. He's got a dad joke and wants to talk about our drunk driver. Morning, Tim. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. That was a pretty good joke.
Thanks, man. What you got?
Hey, I have a knock-knock joke for you.
Hit me.
Okay. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who? That really sounded like a cow. That was freakish. You've done way too much practice on that one, man.
Maybe I have. I'm so sorry.
Cow jokes, you always got to milk them, you know?
Well,
they're utterly nice ridiculous.
Cow? Yes, yes.
So what you got?
Utterly.
Utterly ridiculous. What are your thoughts on this drunk driver, man? 8-time repeat convict for it, plus multiple other very dangerous driving related convictions, running stop signs, driving through red lights, but the most concerning one, 8 times drunk driving conviction. God only knows how many times he's driven drunk without getting caught, almost wipes out one of our deputies. What are your thoughts?
It might as well just be attempted murder.
Yeah,
I mean, he could have killed who knows how many people from the 80s on, however long he's been, doing this. But, one time would be probably enough for me, but 8 times this
eight
guy's
times.
Still on the road?
And that tells me he feels comfortable enough doing it because he's gotten away with it so many times. Most of us look at it like 8 times, well, you know, geez, that's a lot. He's thinking of it as, look at how many times I got away with it. I'm willing to risk it again.
I know it. And, it's a God thing that that deputy sheriff was there. And I know he had plans with his family and everything, but he's lucky, and so is the accused driver, of him pulling him over because, like you guys talked about, who knows what could have happened.
Yeah. Chances are Aiden did this guy a huge favor by pulling him over and putting him in jail.
Yes.
Because the alternative would have been much, much worse. And, it seems like it's always the case with these drunk drivers. They crash into somebody, they kill multiple people, and walk away with just a couple of scratches.
Yeah, and I don't get what is going on. You guys covered it very well. An Uber is $10 to $15.
Yeah.
And a DUI is $10,000.
Right. Right.
I get the
concept. I don't want to leave my car behind at the bar. But you know what? You're going to have your car towed anyhow if you get arrested on a DUI. Or you're going to have your car totaled if you wind up crashing it. So, $10 or that. Sign me up for the $10, man. I'm cheap.
And that deputy sheriff, he had plans with his family and everything, and he did what God told him to do. He's off duty, but he's still in his cruiser, and he did the right thing, in my opinion.
100%. And as a cop, I've known Aiden for years. He's a really good cop. He's really hungry. He's remarkably compassionate. But with things like this, he doesn't give any leeway.
I wouldn't either.
No, and shouldn't. Again, he almost, this guy almost took him away from his family forever. So
and
it's hard to maintain your temper.
And that's why I say this is a God thing. The officer was okay. The drunk, accused drunk driver was okay. And he took care of the situation. Just another, it could have been a lot worse, a lot worse. Deaths could have happened.
Now let's hope the prosecutors and the judges do their jobs.
Yes, sir.
Tim, thanks so much for calling, brother. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. You too.
Well, time now to check on your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Cleanup continues this morning after powerful storms swept across Oklahoma early Monday, leaving widespread damage and tens of thousands of people without power. The overnight storm system packed destructive straight-line winds, with Hinton recording a gust of 102 miles per hour. The National Weather Service is also investigating whether a tornado touched down in the Choctaw-Hara area after radar indicated possible circulation. Across the state, strong winds toppled trees, damaged homes, and downed power lines. And admin officials reported multiple lightning-related fires and roof damage at Oklahoma Christian Academy. OG&E says fewer than 1,000 customers remain without power statewide this morning. Cleanup also underway in Woodward County after those powerful storms derailed a freight train and scattered shipping containers across northwestern Oklahoma. Officials say intense straight-line winds toppled dozens of rail cars between Woodward and Moreland, leaving crews and contractors working to clear the tracks and restore service. Emergency officials say a hazmat team responded as a precaution, but no hazardous materials were released and no injuries reported. Residents across the region are also on trees and damaged buildings and other storm debris left behind by those powerful winds. 68 degrees under cloudy sky. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Millions of dollars poured into Oklahoma's June primary elections, but big spending did not always translate into big victory. Former House Speaker Charles McCall spent more than $6.6 million on his campaign for governor, much of that his own money, yet finished fifth in the Republican primary. In the Attorney General's race, Jeff Starling spent nearly $1.4 million, but lost to former lawmaker John Eccles. And in the Lieutenant Governor's race, Governor Kevin Stitbat candidate David Ostro spent more than $1 million and still finished fourth. The results highlighted how voter appeal and name recognition oftentimes outweighed campaign cash. Cleveland County has a new sheriff. County commissioners have appointed former state senator Darrell Weaver to lead the sheriff's office, filling a vacancy left when Sheriff Chris Amason resigned back in April. Amason stepped down after pleading no contest to a felony embezzlement charge stemming from a multi-county grand jury investigation into campaign finances. Weaver brings decades of law enforcement experience to the job, including 28 years with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, where he served as director. Weaver also currently represents District 24 in the Oklahoma Senate. He's expected to resign that seat before officially taking office on July 6th. Opposition remains strong in Piedmont after a proposed Cloverleaf Data Center campus. The residents packed the city council meeting, filling parking lots and overflowing council chambers to voice concerns about the project's impact on water use, power demand, noise, and quality of life. Cloverleaf representatives pushed back against what they called, quote, misinformation, saying that the project could use a closed-loop cooling system to save water. It'll operate at about 60 decibels and will generate an estimated $9 million each year for the city while creating up to 500 permanent jobs. Now, despite those assurances, many residents still remained unconvinced, and city council postponed action on the proposal until later on in July. Authorities have identified two Missouri suspects killed after police chase an officer-involved shooting in northeast Oklahoma. Investigators say 48-year-old Jason Moore and 35-year-old Lexi Sheets died after a pursuit involving a stolen vehicle from Joplin. According to investigators, the chase began after officers located the stolen vehicle at a downstream casino. Authorities say Moore drove the wrong way on I-44, then later exited the vehicle while armed. Officers opened fire after Moore allegedly refused commands and brandished a gun. The Oklahoma Bureau of Investigation is currently looking into that shooting. Two women are expected to survive after being stabbed during a large party in Tulsa late Friday night. Police were called to the venue for reports of a disturbance. Officers say the party had exceeded capacity with nearly 400 people gathered in and around the location. When officers arrived, they found a 22-year-old woman suffering from a stab wound to the chest. They had to carry her to an ambulance because the large crowd was blocking their access. A second victim later arrived at the hospital with stab wounds to her torso and arm. Investigators are still working to identify a suspect in this case. A fireworks stand in Broken Arrow went up in flames, sending fireworks exploding into the air as firefighters rushed to the scene. When firefighters arrived, they found the stand fully involved with fireworks activity, actively shooting in all directions. Despite the dangerous conditions, crews were able to bring that fire under control in about 20 minutes. No injuries were reported. The fire comes just days before the 4th of July holiday, when fire departments statewide are preparing for an increase in fireworks-related calls. Well, the Supreme Court recently expanded Second Amendment protections, including a unanimous ruling allowing some marijuana users to own guns while reaffirming individual gun rights. Let's talk about that on your 2A Tuesday. Coming up after the break, Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association joins us live. It's 68 degrees at 746. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Check it out, Freedom Traffic on this Tuesday morning. Yukon to downtown, 21 minutes. Norman to downtown, 26 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 22 minutes. Midwest City to downtown, 23 minutes. Construction narrows eastbound I-44 with bridge repairs at Klassen Circle, so watch out for that. Also, construction may at Northwest Expressway. Bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th. Buckle up, drive careful.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery. Just add the sun.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair. Built for working drivers.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The NBC did a poll. I think there's a five-point gap. The Democrats are more favorable by just 5 points than Republicans compared to 2018, the last midterm that Trump had, where I think it was almost double digits going into the election.
Even though Democrats should be doing well, their own extremism, their own embrace of a radical fringe is keeping normal voters away from them.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Checking out our weather today, more thunderstorms in the forecast. It'll be humid today with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, humid. We'll see showers and thunderstorms throughout the night, low of around 71 degrees on Wednesday. Some morning thunderstorms giving way to some clearing skies in the afternoon, high of about 91 degrees on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, look for showers to continue. Humid, high of about 93 degrees. It's 68 degrees at 7:50. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against a broad federal ban that prohibited marijuana users from owning firearms. In a unanimous decision, the justices sided with a Texas resident who argued that the decades-old law violated his Second Amendment rights. Writing for the court, Justice Neil Gorsuch says the government cannot automatically strip away gun rights from people who use marijuana unless they're shown to be dangerous. The ruling limits the federal government's ability to broadly ban gun ownership based solely on marijuana use. Recreational marijuana remains illegal under federal law, but weed is legal in Oklahoma with a medical card. Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association is joining us live this morning to break it all down. Don, this is a pretty important, pretty big decision.
Oh, this is one of those items that could just go up in smoke and you lose the whole thing.
I see what you did there. The whole thing just goes right to pot.
Exactly, sir.
And
you wonder
who the dopes are who are doing this.
Boy, if it isn't a dad's joke day, I don't know how you make it out of this one.
Well, between you and me, it was a joint effort.
Jeez.
All right, man, I'm done.
Are you? Okay, I'm cool. Well, anyway, this is one of those things that not only needed to be fixed, it should have never happened to begin with. The peaceful possession of a firearm should not double or be included in a crime unless a person uses it illegally by pointing, threatening, whatever. But even the drunk driving stops just because a person has a firearm in the vehicle should not make it call pull the second felony for that, unless they threaten to use it, unless they threaten something with it. This needed to be fixed. It's been way too complicated. You've heard me say many times before, if you want something messed up, just get the government involved.
Yeah. Now, it's important to stress, this doesn't mean that you should be getting high and then carrying your gun around.
No. We fully support the influence law that whether you're under any type of medication or alcohol, if you're under that influence, there's no doubt your judgment will vary and that should be still an issue. But we're just talking that it's there in the car. I find this the same as a person going and buying a six-pack. It's in the car, they're leaving from the grocery store, liquor store, and they're driving home, and they get pulled over with the taillight being out, and so now you're giving them a double fine because they had beer in the car. It's along the same thing. So there you go. That's how I look at that.
So how do you think this is going to play out then on the federal level?
On the federal level, well, it's going to play out even on the gun forms, on a 4473, when you buy a gun, because it asks you if you're addicted to it, but it's going to have to make a change. And now is a good time for it to happen, because we've also got a more constitutionally minded DOJ than we've ever had. And so I think it's going to push down the way it should, that, hey, if either they're in trouble for drugs or they're not. The gun has nothing to do with it.
Now, this was called the Hunter Biden ruling because Hunter Biden was convicted under this very same law because he had admitted in his book, because he's got all the brains that God gave to a box of hair, he admitted in his book that he was in possession of a firearm while he was also actively doing drugs like cocaine and marijuana.
And as much as I would ever hate to agree with a Biden, we're going to have to. It's ugly. Sometimes it's not smooth, but I'm actually glad this happened, because we've had so many people that want to apply for a handgun license and they've already in possession of a marijuana license and they can't because the federal government has stopped them. And these are people that are veterans that say they have to use it for PTSD, PTSD and for other things. And who am I to tell a combat veteran they can't have an organic material to deal with their health?
Ed, you're right.
I mean, to do that.
I'm not a big fan of recreational marijuana use, but I think that it does have advantages when it comes to people who have cancer, for example, or who have PTSD, or who have swelling issues and other medical issues. It certainly has a medical benefit to it, but I know that there are a lot of people, in fact, I know some personally, who will refuse to get a medical marijuana card because they also have firearms and they don't want to put their name on some list someplace.
Well, that's what we're asked about it. We're saying you better buy all the guns you ever want before you ever go get that marijuana card license, because it will keep you from buying guns in the future. But this looks like that will completely invert that. I've also already exchanged messages with the Oklahoma OSBI to then they're having their council look at it. So it'll be interesting to see here in another month or two how they respond to this too.
What makes this case so extraordinary too, and this almost never happens, especially in today's political climate, this was a unanimous decision.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Name one other time on a gun ruling that's happened.
I
don't know that that's ever existed.
I can't.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yay, our side. Like I say, I am not a user of marijuana. Never have been. Don't plan on it. Don't like the smell of it. But a right is a right, and it has to be protected, even when it's not comfortable to the rest of us.
Now, that said, though, this is a right that is regularly targeted. So, for example, felons. If you're a felon, you can't own a firearm. Nowhere in the Second Amendment does it say there's an exemption for felons.
I would agree. And it also goes back to your DWI or driving while intoxicated. Why isn't the guy in jail to keep the rest of us safe? How many times does there have to be a mistake on that? So it still goes back to the responsibility of government. And I hate to say to protect us, but that's what they need to be doing in these types of situations. And I don't care if a felon is in jail and he gets out, he may still need to defend himself. And it may be legit because he may have messed with people that were not real nice, and now they don't want him around or living or wanting to assume ambient temperature. And I don't think it's fair to prohibit that person from self-defense at all. And also, how many people are tied up that they've taken back to jail who were peaceful but just happen to have a gun?
Yeah.
We tie up our court system way too much with this stuff.
Well, how many nonviolent felonies are there also, which you still can't possess a gun?
And the amount of nonviolent felonies is absolutely absurd, what can be in with that. So, yes, it needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed at our state level and our federal level on that part of it, too. So
with respect to this the Supreme Court decision, how is that going to impact the legislation you all are going to be proposing in the coming years?
Well, we'll be proposing the same. In fact, it should have already passed this year, but the state Senate killed 62 bills. So we will be reintroducing those bills next year. And we'll just see if they'll be friendly about it or not, or pay any attention to federal court rulings so we could return the rights that should have never been taken away to people.
Just quickly remind me of some of those more important bills out of those 62.
Out of the 62 is one we just dealt with, was nonviolent felons have their rights returned after being cleared for 5 years. Also removing no gun zones across this state, which is several big ones, which would include state fairs and things like that.
Yeah, that's a big one. Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association, I do appreciate your being on with us every Tuesday for OK2A. And I appreciate you all checking in with Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up later on today, we'll hear from Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock, Eric Erickson at 11 o'clock. We'll have Dana Lash at 2 o'clock, then Lee Matthews with The Drive coming up at 4 o'clock. We do have some storms coming in today and tomorrow, so keep yourself weather aware. We'll see you tomorrow, same bat time, same bat place. You have yourself a great Tuesday.